Hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Will. And this is The City Life. Alright, we're here with Kieran Green, who is captain of the debate team, co-editor of the opinion section of The Little Hawk.
Does a damn fine job.
I'd like to think so.
So, Kieran, how are you today?
Well, you know, college applications. I think that that's sort of ubiquitous among most students that are seniors, and hopefully not juniors, but kids these days.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, everybody's pretty stressed right now.
But yeah, pretty good.
Good. So, Kieran, we understand that you lived in Australia for some time. Elaborate?
I did, in fact. My dad actually immigrated when, just a bit after, getting out of high school. And he and my mother worked in Colorado. My mother was born in Iowa, and that's where they met, and they eventually married. Then they, what followed was a series of events which culminated in me being born and them living in Iowa. And then we just sort of traveled back and forth between the United States and Australia, sort of intermittently, over the course of about 12 years or so, until I was in junior high or so. But yeah. That's sort of how that came about.
So, in Australia, obviously it's a very different country. It's under us. It's upside down.
lot of stereotypes about Australia.
Oh god. Yeah.
Do tell.
I don't know. I mean, I think that people there, simultaneously, they're not the same as you would think that they would be. Like they're actually quite similar to people in the U.S., but at the same time, like, their demeanor is fairly different. And so it's sort of nice to get, like, a different cultural perspective. People there tend to be very laid back. And school there is, I'd say it's not as regimented. I mean, you have uniforms and things like that, but it's also, I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to say that there's almost, like, a stronger sense of tradition. Like, this is the way that it has been done. And, like, these are the various social norms that are in place. And, like, we are just participating in that instead of, like, crafting it. But at the same time, everybody there is very laid back. So it isn't, like, uptight or anything at all. Like, it's very enjoyable. Like, the school system I found to be really enjoyable to take part in. Now, in terms of just sort of everyday life, it's sort of the same thing. Like, everybody's really, really laid back. Like, they're usually very friendly and outgoing. Some would say more so than they are in Iowa. But don't get me wrong. I like Iowa City, too.
How would you compare the school systems? You said Australia is really laid back, but are the classes taught differently here versus there?
Well, I probably couldn't speak about the structure of classes in, like, high school, because I only went there for elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But for elementary school, like, it definitely is a lot more laid back. You have I'd say you get to explore, like, a different variety of subjects. Like, there are like courses, like you'd have your reading period and your math period and so on and so forth, but they're not as, like, set in stone as they would be in elementary school in the U.S. So there are days where I'd go to school and it would just be a surprise. And, like, most of the time it was really, really interesting stuff.
Cool. All right. Well, last week we talked to Nat, who came from South America, and he told us some pretty shocking stuff.
Yeah.
What's the bad side, would you say, of Australia? Yeah. Is there a crime? I would imagine it to be not as bad as...
Their kangaroo. Like,
well, I mean, like, ignoring the rampant cannibalism. No, that isn't a thing.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I think that students there tend to take school probably less seriously as a whole. And, I mean, that may just be... Like, obviously that isn't true for everybody. I mean, most of my family that has gone to school in Australia takes it very seriously. But I think that that sort of being laid back can kind of translate into a lack of industriousness. Mm. And obviously that's not true for everybody, but I mean, there's definitely a sense of like, don't get involved with other people's affairs. And I mean, you can kind of take that as you want. Now, there's certainly nothing as shocking as like, I'm sure Nat told stories of people like taking cocaine and like schools and whatnot. I don't know. We didn't have any gang fights. There was definitely not a whole lot of cocaine. But the, like, I don't know.
Not a whole lot.
There was not a whole lot of cocaine. Yeah, no.
Only small hills opposed to only, mountains of cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to Nat, where it's, like, a part of the school lunch that they serve, I'm sure. No, what you do have in Australia is, like, they have really good pastries. They meat pie. Like, you can't get it here. Like, you have, like, pot pie in Australia, but you can't get it. So you have, like, pot pie in the U.S., but, like, you can't get a decent meat pie. And so that's definitely a thing. So, I mean, I suppose that, like, that you could classify that as, like, the dark underside of Australia is, like, they have weird pastries, but they're also delicious.
Anyways.
Okay, moving on. So... I assume you started at City High as a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've lived here for the vast majority of my life.
Okay. So did you start debate as a freshman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I, like, seeked out the debate coach within the first week of school, and I just kind of stuck with it.
Tell us about those early years.
Yeah, how were you as a freshman?
Well... As a freshman, I kind of sucked. I mean, the team was a lot smaller. When I first joined, there was only about four or five people or so on the policy team. I'd say probably even less than that. And then as time went on, like, we just kind of gradually added on more and more people. And I think that, especially after my freshman year, we definitely got a lot more support from administration. So we were able to use that to do more outreach. And now we're at the point where we are, where we have, like, I'd say 20 kids all told on the team. Yeah. But yeah, as in the early days, we would meet in what was then the freshman study hall, which no longer exists. And it was terrible because it was hot in the summer and it was really cold in the winter and there was nothing to eat. And that made practices kind of not fun, but at the same time, like, you were with, like, people who were really, really smart upperclassmen who were, like, willing to share their knowledge with you. And as a freshman, I think that that's really endearing. You really appreciate, like, that sort of attention, especially coming out of the murky hellhole that is Southeast Junior High School. Am I allowed to say that? Like, is it technically hating on?
I mean, it's just your opinion. So.
Yeah,
I think many people would agree.
I think that, like, 98-99% of everybody thinks that Southeast Junior High School is a murky hellhole. But you know. Whatever, man. That's not to insult the faculty there. I love them to death. I just don't like that age group of kids. I also hate children. That's not true. That last part isn't true.
Okay. Are there any, like, upperclassmen debaters you can remember looking up to as a freshman?
Oh, yeah. Definitely Luke Allen and Nora Rocklin, who were the A-team when I joined. and I was just sort of in awe of them. And then I also got along with, I'm going to feel bad now if I don't, name every single upperclassman.
Go for it.
I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm just going to, keep it at them. But I'd like to say, all of the upperclassmen, definitely had an impact on, how I sort of emerged as a debater and as a student. And all in all, it was really, really positive.
All right. Well, Kieran, thank you for joining us.
It's no problem at all.
Thanks, bud.
This has been it's been educational.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, learning about pastries and kangaroos. I mean, I'm sure that it wasn't a complete waste of the listeners' 15 minutes of their life, but, that's up for them to decide.
11 minutes, but who's counting?
Not me.
All right. See you guys next week.